All right, back on the Randolph-Macon Bookstore pregame report, our Luck Chevrolet portion where we visit with Randolph-Macon head coach Pedro Arruza. Pedro, now we look at Averett, the team that comes into this week's contest. And, you know, they had a rough game against Hampton-Sydney, so obviously you can't judge much off of that. But, you know, when you start to look at them, what do you see, especially when you take that game into consideration, maybe just kind of toss that one aside?
You know, it's still a relatively new program. They've been around, I think, for 10 years. Mike Dunleavy's done a great job with that program. They always recruit athletes. And I think that's the one thing that stands out on film when you look at them offensively, defensively, special teams-wise. They've got athletes running around. So I think they did have a rough outing against Hampton-Sydney. They made a lot of mistakes. Now Hampton-Sydney's got a very good football team, and that, you know, obviously had a lot to do with it. But yeah, they came out last year. They beat W&L, and they beat CNU. They won the they beat two playoff teams last year. So, they're definitely a team that you've got to prepare for and, play your best against.
You mentioned athletes. One of those is the running back, Kevon White from James River right here in Richmond, and he was the USA South Offensive Rookie of the Week with 66 yards in that game against Hampton City.
Yeah, Kevon's a great kid. We tried to recruit him last year and, just couldn't make it happen from an admission standpoint. But I know his coach real well, Greg DeFrancesco, and they do a great job with that program up there, and we obviously would have loved to have had him here, but he's a heck of a player.
So we'll look for him today as part of their offensive attack. What kind of things are they going to do offensively and defensively?
Yeah, I think offensively they're going to try to rush the ball. I think philosophically they're, very similar to us. I don't know how well they're going to throw the ball, but they're definitely going to try to run the ball. They're a big power team. I think that defensively, they've been primarily a cover two team. They've, been a 4-3 cover two team. Now against Hampton-Sydney, they played a 3-4, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of a look they come out in this week. Last week against Methodist, we were expecting a 4-4. And they came out in a 3-3 stack. So that's what's nerve-wracking about these early games is you really don't know what exactly you're going to see. But I would anticipate seeing more four down out of them because of what they've done traditionally and because of what we do offensively. But, again, they've got great athletes running around on both sides of the ball.
And now you get ready for this one. It's the first road contest, so it gives you a chance to put that under your belt as you talk about getting into routines. But, ready for the road. You got a young team in some regards not, but you got some young guys will go on the road for the first time.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. It's something we've talked about a lot this week, and, I'll sit down in our team meeting on Friday and make sure that, we spend some time talking about that. Hey, these are the things that you have to do to be successful on the road. We do that every year. I've got a PowerPoint presentation that I do with the entire team, and, hopefully some of that stuff sinks in because it's definitely a different deal when you go on the road. And, in this league, you've got to win your games at home, and then, obviously, no matter who you're playing on the road, it's always going to be a tough deal.
Freshman quarterback certainly comfortable at home. Obviously, he's one of those young guys that'll have some different challenges on the road. As a freshman, I guess in any position, but particularly the quarterback spot, what kind of things do you see when you hit the road? And certainly this may not be the toughest environment he'll go into.
This will be the first time I go on the road with a freshman, so it'll be kind of interesting. I'll tell you what, from a coaching standpoint, it's going to be a lot of fun because you get to take a young guy and you get to mold him and, teach him your offense. And, I think that, with Austin last year, he was a fifth-year senior. So you're doing some teaching, but, that guy's been around you for 5 years. That guy could almost read my mind at times. Right now the fun part for me is you get to be a teacher. You get to really sit down and break things down. And, I feel like I'm trying to pour everything that I know into that guy. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I feel the same way about Greg. I thought Greg Petrohovich played well yet last week when he went in the game. I have a lot of confidence in Greg as well. And quite frankly, we've got a couple of young quarterbacks I have a lot of confidence in as well. So that's been a lot of fun for me to have four guys that are all very competent, all very talented, all very intelligent. And, just to be able to sit down and teach those guys about the game of football and teach them about offense has been just a great, great thrill for me.
All right, Coach, good luck against Averett, and we'll look forward to chatting with you soon.
I appreciate it.
Coach Pedro Arruza here on our Luck Chevrolet Coaches Report. We're back with more of the Randolph-Macon Bookstore pregame after this on Hanover's own WHAN.